Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. It's hour number 3 of our get together. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Riots in LA, of course, that's the big story of the day. And actually, as part of talking to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, we will get into that. So let's bring the sheriff on right now. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks.
Hey, you obviously are aware of what's going on. Riots in L.A., these things could be spreading. Word of some leftist groups in Florida promising to take it to the streets. This may be in the Tampa area, most likely, if it does occur. But these things could be spreading. I guess let's start with this. When you watch the videos and gather this information, what force can law enforcement use against things like Molotov cocktails and bricks and rocks? I mean, aren't these lethal weapons? Couldn't they take and use a lethal response?
You know, I've been watching these riots. It's sparked a lot of debate with law enforcement. And the answer to your question isn't just, very simple. There's lots of narratives in there. And then you can talk to any attorney and probably some law enforcement and get a different perspective. But Florida statutes clearly show us, law enforcement, what we can and can't do to use force. Specifically in Florida statutes, it's on our justifiable use of force. It's Chapter 776. It talks about when we can use deadly force. Now, obviously, common sense would prevail is if you're in a riot situation and there's a skirmish line and people's hurling things from areas that you can't see. What separates us from Afghanistan and Iraq and or Iran is we just don't shoot into the crowd. You can't do that. I think in situations where something's isolated and you're cornered up as a law enforcement officer and they're beating you, throwing things at you, my take on it is you would be justified to use deadly force or whatever force necessary to control the situation. But luckily, in the state of Florida, you know, we have good law enforcement, and we're prepared as much as you can be for these things. When I was Florida Sheriff's Association president in 2020 and 2021, I helped Governor DeSantis push the anti-riot bill. And I believe one of the best ways to stop some of these issues is be ahead of it. And Florida's ahead of it. The governor and the state legislature Chuck Clemens was there. Jennifer Bradley was there, Senator Bradley. It clearly tells them what's going to happen. This isn't going to be a California thing where you can burn whatever you want to burn down. You can loot whatever you want to loot. You can, but you're going to be met with a lot of stiff penalties, and we're going to get you. And then secondly, law enforcement in Florida is prepared. I've read some stuff here that there's lots of protests planned throughout the state of Florida, some close, some not so close. And you deal with that with quick reaction and overwhelming force and don't play with them. I think everybody that's listening to your show would agree that we have the right to peacefully assemble and voice our concerns. That's one of the things that America is brilliant at. But where we're not so brilliant at is when you have these agitators who have, they could care less about what ICE is doing in their areas. All they care about is chaos. And we got an answer for that. And we will, if it happens in this area, law enforcement will band together. If something happens close by, you can rest assured that if a peaceful protest turns into a riot situation, looting, it'll be handled. It'll be handled swiftly. And somebody, it won't be a catch and release. It will, their behinds are going to jail and they'll stay there until a judge tells them otherwise.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. You've got people that don't fear the law because even if they are arrested, which is rare, you've got DAs like in L.A. that it's a revolving door. They're going to let them off with a slap of the wrist so that they can be back out throwing rocks at the cops the next day. We're blessed here. We got Governor DeSantis. Could you imagine operating under a Governor Newsom or a mayor like the mayor that's out there in Los Angeles, where they actually blame the cops? You're escalating it. Just let these people blow off steam is what we heard, like in Baltimore years ago, right?
It is, and I've seen there's a sheriff at L.A. County who was, you know, refusing to cooperate. And my personal opinion is, I don't know what the laws are in California, but in Florida, if I'm refusing to do my job as a duly elected constitutional or appointed, my behind would be removed from office very quickly. And when you see people like Congressman Waters out there taunting our National Guardsmen for no other purpose than to get a quick clip or quick clickbait, they're not furthering anything other than empowering people to come out, and if a congressman can be an idiot, then I can be an idiot too. Well, you certainly can, but I think in the state of Florida, if somebody was to be that repulsive and that disgusting, it doesn't matter what your name is. If you're involved in that type of activity, if it's illegal, then you'll be arrested. And then on her case, if one of our congressmen, which we would never do that here, was to act stupid and get involved, then they won't be voted in. And if they cross the line, they'll be arrested. It didn't matter what their name is.
It seems like these Antifa types, these anarchists, however you want to label them, they operate a lot like terrorists do. I mean, take a page out of the Hamas playbook. You hide within and behind citizens, and then you wreak havoc from that position, making it extremely difficult for law enforcement because, you know, there's people that otherwise may be peacefully protesting, but, you know, but these people sneak their way in. But when a crowd is told to disperse, and you've got these, you know, the shock bang things and all that going off. I mean, you're telling people it's time to go, whether they're there constitutionally or not. It has changed into something else. Don't they have a duty? The citizens have a duty to leave the area?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, yes, they have every right and expectation if they showed up in Trenton, Florida, and to protest and to, you know, give the counterpoint to whatever problems they have. And a lot of people, you know, good citizens, they'll participate in that. But once things go awry, and anybody with any common sense can see when it's about to go bad, because you're always going to have that one dummy that's going to push the envelope. And sometimes law enforcement can get to them and extinguish that pretty quickly, or they can't. Once they see they can't, it's time to go pack up the kids and get in the car and go home because you're only making things worse. This is a playbook that's done throughout all over. I mean, in Afghanistan, that's what they do. They've set bombs up and put kids around them and you'd feel comfortable. Like, oh, they're just kids. And then next thing you know is everybody's getting blown up. Kind of a crude analogy, but that's what they do. They want the good people to be there to protect them so they can do, one, it looks like they have more people in their cause than what they really have, you know, the violent stuff. And two, it protects them. And, you know, I pray it doesn't happen in our area. It would be tough in our general area, in North Central Florida, if you had a mass protest here. But I have a lot of confidence in law enforcement in our area. We band together. Our governor's already shown that he's willing to do whatever it takes to stop these things. And I would pray that our state attorney's offices and our judges will hold those individuals accountable, because nothing says, I won't do this again, like a couple years in jail and a huge, huge fine.
Well, they it certainly would prevent him from flying around the country and being involved in these things. And it's basically what I think there's a core group that's absolutely what they're doing. Sheriff, yep. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you. And y'all be safe, Bob.
You be safe. We appreciate it. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Valor is coming up. We're also going to have a conversation with State Senator Jay Collins as well. Stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up, State Senator Jay Collins. We're going to speak to him. And, you know, I'm going to ask him, I go, what about the Marines being deployed? Is that a good idea? This guy might have a thing or two to say about it. I mean, we're talking special ops, special forces, Green Beret, several deployments. Yeah. Yeah. Military hero, you bet. So we're looking forward to that conversation. But speaking of which, the Sons of the American Revolution, SAR, they're bringing their George Washington tent display to the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. That's happening this coming Saturday and Sunday, June 14th and 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a full-size replica of George Washington's marquee tent that'll be on display.
That sounds cool.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
Visitors can tour inside and outside the tent, view displays of Revolutionary-era clothing, artifacts, weapons, including a replica of General Washington's own bedside pistol.
Ooh.
There'll even be an appearance by George and Martha Washington.
Nice of them to show up.
Yep, yeah. At 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. each day in their full 1770s regalia. You'll also meet Deborah Sampson, America's first female soldier, who through a bit of deception was able to join the Revolutionary Army at the age of 17.
Wow.
And she's being portrayed by an Ocala resident, Dee Collier. History buffs and students alike will enjoy this historical display of the Revolutionary War era and our most famous military general and first president of the U.S. That's pretty awesome.
That's an amazing setup. That's another, a lot of work.
Another thing that involves the Friends of Marion County Veterans Park, and they're a nonprofit, so I'm sure they can use any and all help that you'd be willing to volunteer or make a donation to. But that's a pretty big deal coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
That's definitely something you want to try to take the kids or grandkids to, for sure. All right. So you got that going on. The head of NATO sounded the alarm on Russia and its allies considerably outproducing the alliance. Russia is outproducing the alliance, that's NATO, on crucial military equipment and material, calling on allies to learn the lesson of the Ukraine war and make a significant investment in enhanced air defense.
That's concerning.
Well, basically, what they're saying is Russia would be ready to strike NATO by 2030. In other words, they think they could strike and win. This is conventional, of course.
Sure.
So this is a call to increase air defense 400%. That's where they, I guess, apparently see a vulnerability. And I got to tell you, this is one of those stories where I want to be a truth teller.
Right.
I mean, what is the story? Is Russia's economy crumbling? Are they using, Jeeps or Jeep-like vehicles that they have from, like, the 1970s or whatever? I mean, it is hard to get a definitive. Are they going broke? I understand maybe they don't have the money to properly take care of their nuclear missiles in their silos. They spend about $50 billion on their entire military. We spend $50 billion just maintaining our nuclear arsenal.
And that's really, if you think about it, I think that's their only playing card of a real threat. Because traditionally, I don't think anybody's that worried about them. They've been trying to take over Ukraine for 3 years. But nuclear has always been their, under the table. Hey, we've got this.
You start winning too much and we could do this. But what about the supersonic capabilities? Those would be hard to defend against, and that may be what NATO kind of wants to focus on, possibly.
But do they have the money to do it? Because they're getting drained and their economy sucks right now.
I want to know who's the real Russia? Please stand up.
Well, there's that.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
And again, you get these varied kind of reports. And but it appears, actions speak louder than words. And here's what we do know. Putin doesn't seem to be in any hurry to go to any sort of peace meeting.
No.
Especially after he had that. Was the victim of that really well thought out, well planned out attack by the Ukrainians.
He was not expecting
his aircraft. So, all right. They said on the threat to the alliance, meaning NATO, should be robustly deterred by demonstrating that NATO remains a credible defensive alliance that does not threaten others but would punish transgressions against it with overwhelming force.
Hmm.
because of Russia, war has returned to Europe. And in comparison to the United Kingdom rearming in the late 1930s, history has taught us that to preserve peace, we must prepare for war. We cannot dream away the danger. Oh, but don't listen to anything Trump has to say.
Right.
Can't go there. All right. We've got Valor, and we've got Senator Jay Collins, state senator, all on the way. So stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They answer first. Ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, Valor.
June is the month of valor on 97.3 The Sky. Every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what valor is all about, shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts to go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR and Campus USA Credit Union. Special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. From the Marion County Sheriff's Office, saluting Detective Nicholas Sutliff. Sutliff started the Marion County Sheriff's Office in 2015 as a deputy. He has served as patrol deputy, SWAT team operator, domestic violence unit detective, and major crimes unit detective. Sutliff has investigated hundreds of internet crimes against children cases, executed dozens of related search warrants, and has made numerous felony arrests for related internet crimes. It was last August, Sutliff received tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A Kik account suspect uploaded multiple files of child sexual abuse material to the platform, and additional files were uploaded through a private chat with another Kik user. Through an intense investigation, Sutliff obtained warrants for the arrest of the suspect on four counts of possession of child pornography, an unlawful use of a two-way communication device to facilitate a felony. As the investigation deepened, Sutliff obtained a search warrant for the suspect's cell phone, which revealed still more evidence, leading to more child pornography charges. And worse, an additional tip indicated the suspect sent files of pictures and video of the battering of a young child. The recovery of the horrific material led to the suspect admitting to the production of the video and admission of rape. The suspect remains in custody at the Marion County Jail, being held without bond. For his technical skills, the relentless pursuit of an online criminal, and the takedown of a heinous child predator, the Marion County Sheriff's Office and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute Detective Nicholas Sutliff as today's Valor honoree. The Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. Tomorrow morning, 8:35, we recognize another Sky Valor honoree. Well, good morning, my friends. Thank you for having us on. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:35. And joining us now, and this really makes sense since we just highlighted Valor, is a previous speaker at one of our Valor events. State Senator Jay Collins, former Special Forces, Special Ops, Green Beret, multiple deployments, and now State Senator. Jay Collins, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are y'all doing today?
It is it's a pleasure to speak with you. We are following, I think, all the stories, but especially the riots that are taking place in L.A. One of the things I want to ask you, as a military guy that you are, calling in the Marines in a riot situation, I just want to get your take on the pros and cons of such a thing.
Yeah, no, that's actually an incredibly important question. I'm so glad you went there. But first, man, I want to say thank you for highlighting our men and women in law enforcement the way you are. It's incredible. They do so much in the community to make a difference day in, day out. I love the fact that we're highlighting them, telling about what they do to keep our community safe. I think a lot of times people have no idea all that goes into the job, and they forget that these are regular people with families, and we owe them the time, tools, and training necessary to complete their mission, and get home safe to their families. So God bless those men and women. They are awesome.
Well said.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this thing in L.A. So obviously, if you're going to deploy military troops, it has reached and escalated to a position where it's stepping over some state boundaries, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. So I don't think anybody views that lightly. But here's what I do know. Our nation simply cannot have another 2020, so to speak, where people were burning down the nation day in, day out. And frankly, Gavin Newsom is a complete failure of a governor. He has allowed lawlessness to fester. He has undercut and pushed his police officers to the point where they are afraid to arrest people, to uphold the law, and their citizens are craving for stability. I mean, imagine how landowners and people in California feel seeing these things happen. It's horrendous. You know, let's look at the opposite of that. Here in Florida, Governor DeSantis is no games, all business. We take care of our people. You have a right to protest, but you do not have a right to burn buildings down and cause for everybody around you. That's not acceptable. And I'm so proud to live in this a black and white difference, you know?
Yeah, I just, you know, the governor can act and react in various ways, but for him to not react at all in a proactive way sends the signal that himself and many other Democrats, unfortunately, are okay with the riots.
100%.
And okay with interfering with ICE operations, right? How else can you look at it?
Yeah, imagine how those, frankly, the men and women in ICE feel about this. Their governor is allowing members of Congress to dock them, and he's standing up for them. The fact that Jeffries put out what he did, you want to talk about someone not following through with their duty or taking care of the American people. Jeffries is an absolute clown. What he did is completely wrong. And the fact that Gavin Newsom thinks that what he needs to do is sit there and call out and throw out images of National Guard sleeping on the floor. Let me tell you something. I have slept on wooden crates. I've slept in buildings. I've slept in mud puddles. I don't care where I sleep, but I am going to protect our nation, fulfill my duty and obligation as a service member, because that's what I believe in. And look, nobody wants to have to do these things in our country, but if that is called and we are asked to protect our people, I'm glad they're doing it. We simply can't allow California to burn again like that and get worse. What a horrible display of leadership by Newsom.
Absolutely, and I hope that the American people really recognize it for what it is. I mean, the way they're trying to position it politically is that, oh, well, things escalated. You know, when you called in the National Guard, it's like, no, you wouldn't have to call them if these things weren't occurring. And besides that, I mean, Biden or his people opened that gate wide open knowing there was going to be chaos unfolding.
Well, that's right, Bob. You know, look at the border issue. Every state's a border state. You know, people ask, why is Florida making such a big deal of working with ICE and bringing all of our law enforcement in? Well, it's because we actually care about the safety and security of our state and our people. And people, a lot of times, I think the left wants to gloss over the fact that the crime that was committed was illegally entering a country. You are an illegal immigrant, period. You can use whatever churched up terms they want. But the fact is, they came into our country illegally, and many of them have caused problems for years. I'm not okay with that. We have to hold people accountable, and we got to look out for the citizens of these United States. Look, I love Governor DeSantis. I've stood by him day in and day out, and I love our president. The fact is, making America great again is an action, and I love the fact that from the federal side, we are trying to push as hard and as fast as we can to take care of the rights of our citizens and do the very best we can to protect our border and stand up for our national rights. It's about time.
I mean, one of these guys they picked up was literally a mass shooter. He returned to a graduation party, him and some other thugs, and shot the place up, killed two people. Another guy's a child rapist. These are actually people that ICE picked up in the L.A. area.
100%.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's switch gears. The budget wrap-up, did you guys get this all done in Tallahassee? What's the status now?
So we are taking the extended route through session right now. We're a little long, a little over plus 30 days, but we are bringing this plane in for a landing. It's going to be done before the functional deadline of July 1st, it looks like. I think midway through June, it should pass out of the legislature if everything keeps moving like it is, and it'll give the governor time for him to review it, do any line item vetoes he needs to do, and approve the budget. So that's where it's at. I think, we're going to meet that. But here's the reality. We can't continue this kind of extended session. This is not up to our standards. It is not good enough for the people of Florida. And I'm looking forward to a session next year that's focused, productive, and does things that actually make our community stronger, better, and more focused, but on time.
Let me ask you one more thing. I mean, you've got a strong Republican majority. Why would it be so difficult and so arduous to try to get this budget done?
You know, that's an interesting conversation. I think a lot of times when you're in a position where you have a supermajority, the left has really fallen apart, right? From a lack of leadership, people are leaving their ranks. I mean, the Senate minority leader left and became an independent. That's a huge issue, right? So I think often when that happens, a lot of these little things become bigger. We start picking at other issues, and honestly, you pick it apart inside. But I think if you look back at history, we can't forget that the Democrats were in charge not that long ago, and they started picking each other apart, ripping the state apart, ripping their party apart, and it left it open for us. Let's not let the same thing happen. We have the truth, we have the facts, and we have the math in our corner. We know what right looks like. We need to focus on that and just keep marching forward and keeping Florida free.
Well, I just hope that we, the people, don't elect people that are, well, I use the term squishy, but basically if the mentality is we can't beat the Republicans in Florida, so we're going to join them. We're going to run as Republicans, but we're not really conservative. What do you think?
Yeah, so I don't disagree. Here's my thought. I'm open to people coming into the party, but I'll tell you what, if you're coming in, that doesn't mean you need to run for office and be a leader in our state and our community. We need to put forward the very best candidate who espouses strong, focused, conservative values, who's going to fight for the things that got us to where we are. I mean, we have a 1.3 million person voter advantage. Now, some of those are we'll call soft toss, right? But the reality is Governor DeSantis has led our state forward in such a manner that we are where we are. Florida's a deep red state now. It's not up for grabs. I mean, the last presidential, they didn't even really work here. They didn't even try. They knew better. We absolutely have to keep that momentum. We got to remember what makes us conservatives. And frankly, we got to stick to our guns. Let's push forward legislation that takes care of our 2A rights, that takes care of our people, that grows our economy, and ultimately leaves it better for the next generation. That's what we should be doing. We have to do that in the conservative way.
Well, we appreciate absolutely where you're coming from, and we appreciate your service and being a previous speaker at Valor. State Senator Jay Collins, please keep checking in with us. We appreciate your time and your effort.
Bob, thank you. Appreciate you guys. And your Valor ceremony was absolutely phenomenal last time. Thank you for the opportunity to be there.
Fantastic. Thank you. Wow. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, we've got some stories related to the riot, but there's other things going on as well. We'll share all of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky. Anybody been keeping track of this? Kind of a little skirmish or whatever. I don't know what's going on here at skirmish with the Simone Biles and Riley Gaines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Simone Biles, she's one of the best gymnasts in the world. And Riley Gaines, she was an athlete, NCAA athlete, swimmer, who really took on the cause of saying, hey, biological guys shouldn't be in sports with girls, specifically in her case, you know, swimming. Said that guy, Leah Thompson or whatever, actually was like dressing and undressing in front of them. And she said, anatomically, he is definitely a male.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And wasn't all that, you know, interested to be in close quarters with someone like that,
right?
You know, in any way. So, former Arizona Cardinals kicker Jay Feely recently took aim at gold medal gymnast Simone Biles for her personal attack against women's sports advocate Riley Gaines. Last week, the U.S. gymnastics star smeared Gaines, a former athlete herself, as sick, quote unquote, for opposing men who identify as women playing in women's sports. She's sick. Oh, okay. Biles accused Gaines of being a bigot for not being inclusive due to the latter's opposition to trans athletes in women's sports. Feely, though, was blunt in his response to Biles and flat out stated that men don't belong in women's sports. Now, he played in the NFL. Mm-hmm. All these people have competed at a high level. They understand what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Is Simone Biles saying that she wouldn't mind competing against biological males in gymnastics? And I mean, you can say that, but does she really mean it?
She might not have made the team.
Who is that? Who is that soccer player? Rapinoe? Remember her?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
She was like, oh yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with males playing in, you know, female soccer. And she said it as she was retiring.
Good timing, don't you
yeah.
think?
Yeah. Yeah. Just go back out there for a little practice round and get kicked in the shins. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Simone Biles' argument is the antithesis of Title IX and equal opportunity. That was provided for women. Yeah, I don't think she understands that.
No.
It puts girls in dangerous, compromising situations so a man pretending to be a woman can feel better about themselves. Riley Gaines worked her whole life, earned an NCAA championship, and had it taken away by a man who wouldn't have even placed if he competed with other men. Well, that's all of that is absolutely true. Simone doesn't win any medals if she competes against men. Serena Williams doesn't win any tournaments if she competes against men. They're the best ever to do it. Why should we compromise with our high school and college girls and take away their opportunities? Yeah, Jay Feely, former NFL kicker. Apparently he is also running for Congress as a Republican in Arizona. Riley Gaines also responded to Biles' uncalled for attack. This is actually so disappointing. It's not my job or the job of any woman to figure out how to include men in our spaces. You can uplift men stealing championships in women's sports with your platform. Yeah, men don't belong in women's sports, and I say that with my full chest, she added. Okay. This is just another one of those issues. It doesn't have anything to do with being inclusive. This is an area where that simply doesn't work. If inclusive worked, you never would have needed to have women's sports.
Yeah.
You can't be all inclusive. How long do you think the sport of boxing would last if they didn't have weight classes?
No.
It wouldn't. What about wrestling? It's the same thing. Why do you have weight classifications in wrestling and boxing? So that physically, the two people would be fairly matched up. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with experience or expertise.
Mm-mm.
But at least you're starting from a similar place. One doesn't have a huge height or weight advantage. Well, they could have a height advantage, but that's why they do that. That's why you have women's sports. I just think a lot of lefties are just looking for a fight. And they can't see the forest from the trees, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing I'm here. It's a good thing Greg's here. Keep everybody straight.
That's right.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.